So I talked to my two brothers, the kid brother, I call him. He's 13 years younger than I.
He's the one I met?
Yes. Uh-huh. And then there was a brother between us who was just 3 years younger than I that was in the Air Force during the war and was killed in an automobile accident while he was acting as publicity director for Melvin Thompson, who was a candidate for governor in 1948. And when I gave up the job at the telephone company and came back, I went up and down the street talking to people, and I had heard people say, well, we need us another newspaper. The old man, that's when he just declared, we just need another newspaper. And you know, you always like to hear somebody say something like that. So I said, well, I'll do it. So without having the slightest idea about newspapering, except what little experience I'd had at college, we started a newspaper, and we had...
Did your brothers know anything about newspaper work?
No. We got together $67. We paid $10 down on a typewriter, and rented for $5 a month an office just about this size in the closed bank. And we operated there, and we didn't buy any equipment. I did all the copy, and we had it printed at Vidalia for 2 years. I'd get up the copy during the Thursday, Friday, and Monday, and then put it in the mails, addressed it to the printer, the newspaper publisher in Vidalia. And then on Wednesday morning, I'd leave Statesboro, GC and I, kid brother, drive over to Vidalia. And by that time, the publisher over there had set up in type all the copy that I had been mailing him, or had mailed him Monday. And so the paper, the mechanics of it was in pretty good shape when I get there, so I learned to put forms together myself, my GC, my brother and I. So by the time he was pretty well along with his newspaper, we were well along with our paper, but he printed his first, so sometimes it would be from 2 o'clock Thursday morning until daylight or after, before we would leave Vidalia with our paper to bring to Statesboro to put it in the post office. And that went on for 2 years. And then by that time, we had so well established ourselves, despite the fact that there wasn't a knowledgeable newspaper man in the entire state of Georgia that gave us a ghost of a chance of succeeding and told us so, said that we were just completely out of our minds to attempt such a thing, because Mr. had a paper that was established in 1893, and he was one of the real fine newspapermen of the state of Georgia. I mean, everywhere he went.
What was your idea? Did you go about getting news from different sources or looking at things from a different point of view?
No, we established an extremely aggressive news, aggressive editorial policy.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought of him as being a real old man back then, but he wasn't, because he didn't die until 1954.
Mm-hmm.
And he was about 81 when he died. And see, we established the paper in 1937.
Mm-hmm.
But he had, I guess, mellowed with age, and he was a real philosopher and a good newspaper man, but he was satisfied to philosophize in his editorial. Well, he didn't really have an editorial page at all. So we established a real strong editorial policy and had a real well-designed editorial page, all of which was done without the advantage of any